Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hi, Jeff.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we're your hosts, the Sloppy Boys.
I was trying to do my Jeff Goldblum impression.
You did.
You nailed it. I knew.
Yeah,
I knew.
Hi, Jeff.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, you do a better one.
Well, it's because we're both named Jeff.
Oh, that's so easy. You're halfway there.
Yeah.
If only it was Michael Goldblum. Oh, That would be
perfect. Ooh. Then I would have that few seconds that were spot on just at the beginning of this pod.
Well, I hesitated because I wanted to come in with some fun kind of like Margy Margy party party, and then I didn't have it.
What's Margy Margy really? Party party?
Well, I was going to maybe like Margy Margy, it's time to party.
Oh, margarita. Yes. I see.
A good one today. An actual good drink, finally.
That's true.
That would, well, okay. Interesting.
Oh, Michael.
Let's get into some booze news.
Hit it.
Booze news. Booze news.
It's booze news, you weird little asshole.
Hey.
That theme song was sent to us by the ghost of Craig T. Nelson on Instagram. He does a lot of cool Photoshop work. That's Zach Mack and his sloppy brother, Dan Mack.
Oh, wait, he does some really cool Photoshop stuff for us, and we reposted it. It's so funny all the time. That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was really good. That was the Kings of Leon.
The Southern Strokes, I call them.
Kings of Leon.
Daka, daka, you some better.
Booze news, folks.
Yeah.
Usually, booze news is typically just something ripped from the headlines, has nothing to do with the cocktail of the week. Mm-hmm.
It's usually snooze news, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's snooze. We hate it. The listeners don't like it.
The listeners don't like it other than the theme songs that they write in.
They wonder why it's seltzer half the time.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of become known as the skippable segment. You know, hey, everyone, skip ahead. We'll see you in an hour.
Yes.
But this week, this is fate, guys, because there was something that's been clicking around the old social media cocktail accounts recently.
Okay.
That came to my attention, an article recently on Urban Daddy. This rocked the cocktail world, and our friend Amin Zarukian brought it to my attention.
Oh, right on.
Hey!
You know him from Don't Stop or We'll Die.
Of course.
This is the talk of the net, Paul McCartney's margarita recipe.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
This has come up before, has it not?
On the show?
Forget I said anything.
On
what show? What podcast have you been doing, Jeff?
When he flies on private jets going out of Van Nuys, all of the pilots know about the special recipe for margaritas that you have to have if Sir Paul is on your plane. Ooh. And
You probably know. He probably tells you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know who I am. You know what I played for. You know.
Oh, you got to have a little triple sec, you know.
Not far off. Listen to this. This I caught my attention because it's weird, right? Three shots of tequila. Okay.
Whoa. Nice.
Normal.
A double already.
Juice from one lime. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure.
The juice of one lime for the beetle. Okay.
Sounds like a witch recipe so far.
Mm.
Hold on to your butts. Juice from one orange.
Okay.
Now here's where things get full on twisted. One shot of Cointreau and one shot of triple sec.
Oh, baby.
What?
So we've determined in the past that Cointreau is like triple sec, but it's 80 proof.
It's the original triple sec. It's a brand name that started triple sec. Triple sec means triple orange oil, and sec,
sweet,
I think, is right.
Seconds.
Dry.
Oh, okay.
Sec is singular for sex. So if it's right. going to be multiple pumps, it's sex. But if it's just one pump,
it's one sec.
One sec. You're nasty.
Shake with two or three small ice cubes until the drink turns frothy. Ugh. Pour into a glass with salted rim. So there's no ice. It's a big frothy thing. But I wanted to bring up this Cointreau triple sec thing. I guess what we're learning from this booze news is that Paul McCartney is a bit of a fool. Two ingredients that are the same thing.
One is sweeter, maybe just because of the less alcohol. But I wonder if they have different flavors just because one is stronger.
Did we ever do a back-to-back tasty?
I have, on my own time.
Mm. Well, I would love for you to share it with us and don't just be doing that alone all the time.
See, Tim, here's what rubs me the wrong way about Sir Paul is two or three small ice cubes? They're going to evaporate. They're going to be done by the time you're done shaking.
Shake
it.
With only two or three. Oh, boy. No. You want more ice than you think you need.
Yes.
You've learned that from the top of the top.
Here's the weird thing. It says two or three hot ice cubes.
Oh, my God.
Paul. See, so wait. So this orange is like he's doing this in place of the triple sec. Or he's doing triple sec, too. But isn't triple sec already orangey?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm looking
triple
at my bottle. It's got an orange.
And Cointreau. Yes.
I'm looking at
and
it.
Orange. It's triple oranged up. So, you know, the guy has, basically a sweet citrus brain.
He's got a vitamin C deficiency problem, and he's a big rock and roll guy, mm-hmm. and he won't come out and say it. He wants to hide behind this thing. I think it's sick.
But here's the thing, guys. I think we should, do this episode. We'll have a good time. This will be a good episode.
Yes. We're going to do great.
I'm on board for that, yeah.
Also, we already did the Hemingway daiquiri. Why don't we do the Sir Paul Marg?
Oh.
Yeah, well, that would be fun to do like why am I always trying to pitch these months? Do a month of
I think famous... we can barely, Mike, we barely hit an hour every week on here. I don't know if we can.
And I want to do Vermouth Month. I want to do Celebrity Drink Month.
You're very month oriented in your projects. I've definitely noticed that.
We should be looking into like celebrity branded like mixes. Like, doesn't Sammy Hagar do a bunch of shit?
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea. And then you got
Guy Fieri has something he must.
Jimmy Buffett's got to do something.
Clooney tequila, no?
Oh.
Clooney tequila. What?
Casamigos.
Ryan Reynolds has a tequila. God, geez. We should have a mix.
The problem, the reason we don't have a tequila yet, we don't have the agave. Once you get the agave.
No, we not.
That's the problem.
You mix it up and you boil it into tequila.
Huh.
Well, that's a good booze news that the rocker is still doing stuff.
Yeah. So,
do you have?
That's it. That's it for the booze news. You got anything?
I got a little bit of booze news on my end. This isn't booze news. This is a. This is more of a. I can see ya, and it comes from what I was talking about last episode, where I said. What am I, some sort of like getting a bad rep on the Discord?
Because you make the drinks wrong.
I guess I make the drinks wrong. And look, I tiptoe around the Discord. I pop in every once in a while and write something. I don't know if people are responding to it. Who knows? But yes. I went on there and yeah, it seems like my my reputation is, that guy, I'll never get it right. I really wish he'd take it more seriously. I think I forget what drink this was about. Here's something. I made a Hanford-esque error with my bee's knees.
Oh, Hanford-esque.
Hanford-esque.
Okay. You're an adjective, dude.
Great. somebody's unhappy that I was making Irish coffee with that instant coffee. Well, I explained why I did that on the fucking time we did that episode.
Yeah.
So here's the bottom line. You want to talk shit about me on the Discord? Guess what? I won't go on the Discord anymore.
I won't go on there once a month for 1 minute.
Yeah, to see if anyone is bad-mouthing me.
No, come on, Mike. What do you got to say to those people?
No. I get it. I'm having fun with it. It's sort of the character I play, the doofus, the dummy, the guy who doesn't get it right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, is it hard for you to get into that character?
He used as ashy glasses and ashy liquors.
Yeah, ashy glasses, and I used maraschino. Oh, my God. Oh, let's take him down a peg on the Discord.
Mike, you have you've studied clowning and you've studied farce. And when we start rolling on this pod every week, you kind of get into character.
Right.
As a bit of a fool.
Release some of the stuff before we start. Like, actually, okay, we're going to start the podcast. You know, because it's like, hi, guys, how are you?
Cool.
Weeks? Does everyone have their stuff all set? Yeah. Okay, if we're going to start, let me just... Hi, everybody. Right, let me tone that down just a little bit. You know, it's that type of thing. It's a process.
I feel like I'm watching one of those Hollywood Reporter actors roundtables. Mm-hmm. It's so awesome.
Yeah. How did you do your thing? Oh, you did it that way? I did it this way. Isn't that so interesting? I wish we could all win.
This is great behind the veil like this.
We should do a Hollywood roundtable.
Three of us?
I mean, go to like a real one and sit in as ourselves.
And the three of us all just have the exact same thing to share. Yeah, that's actually the exact thing that I do as well. So yeah, pass.
Yeah.
You talk and then me and Jeff both say pass.
Pass.
Pass, pass.
You don't see a lot of that in the award season roundtables and events. You don't hear a lot of pass.
Pass, I'm tired of this shit. Okay, that's my little booze news. And also, I'm just joking around. I don't care. I'm having fun with it. We're all having some fun.
Yeah, we're all having fun.
Yeah.
How can you not? Summertime's coming up. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I'm having fun.
Yeah. Wait, Jeff, you're not excited about summertime coming up like Mike just pointed out?
No, I can't wait to sweat my little nuts off.
Joe.
Joe.
Why did I just say Joe? I think I was trying to say Jeff. No.
Joe. I heard it was like a...
You're going to sweat your little off. Let's try to clean up the language.
Yeah, okay. Joe. Sorry, everybody. Let's get into the drink, huh? Come on, this is a good one.
Okay. We're excited. Hey, this is the most popular drink we've ever done. It's maybe the most popular drink. I think I saw a source that I don't remember say this is the most popular cocktail.
Whoa.
That's possible.
I think that was www.com.
www.com.
www.lyinglennyshomepage.com.
Why does Lying Lenny have the .com come before the URL?
That was a screw up. That was one of my screw ups that everyone seems to love.
Okay.
So Tim, you think this is going to do good for our metrics is what you're saying?
I think that we're going to have boffo box office on this one, and I'm not ready for the new attention.
You hear this?
Yeah. It's going to do numbers.
I want to stay underground. I want to be indie. I want to be alt, you know?
Hey. Oh, no. You want to take it to the top with the J-Man.
Okay.
To the limit.
Wow. The margarita. Hey, it's the ultimate fun drink, right? It's a happy hour favorite. Mm-hmm. It's a Friday fun day post-work. Or even, hey, at the office once a year with your boss, maybe even on a Friday, people have a few margs. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
We should do this every week.
But it all started in 1930s Mexico. There was a former Ziegfeld showgirl named Marjorie King Plant who was going down to Ensenada a lot because some rich old guy fell in love with her and gave her a hotel.
Cool.
And she was getting that opened up.
A sugar daddy situation.
He was like, here you go. She was a former dancer, widowed, hanging out. And this guy was like, yeah, I'll give you a hotel. And she was like, I'll take it.
Okay.
During all that, she stopped into Tijuana, went to the Rancho La Gloria bar, and she asked the bartender, Danny Herrera, for a tequila drink because she was like, you know, I'm actually allergic to a lot of spirits. Can you make me something with tequila? Mm. And he invented a little tequila cocktail for Marjorie, and he named it after her, but in Spanish, the Margarita.
Ooh.
Ha, 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 ha.
Very nice.
Now, sure, there are conflicting accounts. Sure, people say a Dallas socialite went to Acapulco and she was named Margarita. And sure, people say maybe it's Rita Hayworth or singer Peggy Lee, whose real name was Rita. But David Wondrich, who's usually right, he said that it probably evolved from the Daisy cocktail, which has different ingredients, but they swaps them out. Daisy is a flower that in Spanish is called the Margarita.
Okay.
Yes. So it's all sort of coming together.
I'm just glad it's not a marketing dude from Triple Sec being like, oh God, we got to get rid of this Triple Sec.
You might want to plug your ears for this next part, because after it's invented in Mexico, Gadouge, it comes to America. We go nuts for it because Cuervo and Sauza promote it heavily. Cointreau puts it on the bottle. The recipe on the back is for the hot new margarita.
Really?
Esquire magazine gives it a big write-up.
Correct my little dumbass if it's wrong, but Cointreau is brand name Triple Sec.
Correct them on
orange liqueur.
Continue.
And Curacao is very, very similar, but it's from the island of Curacao. And then, so all this is happening, and then you know what shoots it into the stratosphere is in the 70s, a Dallas restaurateur named Mariano Martinez invents the first frozen margarita machine. And you can see that very machine on display at the Smithsonian Museum in DC.
That's cool.
Whoa.
It's very cool. And that was kind of the...
You might have to plan a trip.
Just for that?
No, I also want to see the Washington Monument and make a funny dick joke about it.
Okay, here's now where I come into the scene
Oh, this is great. Enter Tim.
Enter Tim in upstate New York in the you know, 90s and early 2000s. Well, I'm seeing it in this form, right? The machine. I feel like I saw blender commercials. I saw
green slush.
Green slush. I saw buckets of mix with spouts on the bottom.
All right.
And then when I was at the fun restaurants in town, you know I'm talking about... The Coyote Cafe in Kingston.
Sure.
I'm probably talking about the Gypsy Wolf Cantina in Woodstock.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Rolling Rock Cafe in Rhinebeck. The Ground Round at the Hudson Valley Mall.
Of course, I saw this green drink.
This snowy, frothy foam of a green drink. And then later when I came to LA, that's when I took it seriously. Because I feel like...
Okay, enough fucking around.
Enough fucking around, but I don't know whether it was the timing of good drinks coming into style or just that I was a grown-up, so I was going out to adult bars. But the first time I had a scratch margarita made from scratch was at El Chivito. Remember that old place?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. That place was great.
They had a house marg and they had a scratch marg. And I was like, oh, is there a difference? And they said, well, do you want mix or do you want me to make it from scratch?
Right.
Mexico City also had a bunch.
Yes, Mexico City. And they also do the Cadillac marg where they put a little Grand Marnier on top.
Yes, they do.
That's another great Mexican restaurant that is gone but not forgotten.
You know, they put up a new sign for a new restaurant, and then they changed their mind. They took it down, and then they put up a third sign.
And there's a new sign.
Yeah. So maybe it's just kind of a revolving sign restaurant.
Wendy's.
So I'm a big fan of the drink. I drink them all the time. How about you guys? You've had?
You like the drink.
I love the drink.
You had?
I've had. I've had a bunch.
I've had. I've had.
Oh, Mike, turn.
I am not one of these guys. It's margarita day. Okay. Like you do.
Couple of jagoffs like Tim and Jeff.
Couple of jagoffs like you. No, I think it's not the taste for me. I do like tequila. Mm-hmm. And I've had a lot of fun on tequila. You know, there were some times when we would do a lot of tequila shots and I turn into, you know, everyone on tequila is a little louder. And then the next day you're like, whose face was I screaming in to talk to? Yeah. The margarita. That's not the thing I'm,
Is it too sweet? Is it too tart? What do you think?
I think it's too tart. I do like the salt on the rim. I think that's cool. I don't know. This isn't just something, I don't love the way you guys.
Well, you know, back in the day, Mike, you're salt sensitive now, but back in the day, you would have a salt lick like a gerbil in your room, and you would just nibble on that thing all day.
Right.
You wouldn't be happier. People could be like, "Where's Mike? Where's Mike?" He'd be like, "He's on his salt lick."
And then on the weekend, I just dump tequila on it and lick it.
He's also running around in a hamster wheel while he licks on his salt lick.
He'd power the house on that thing.
He's also covered full in fur, and he's about 2 inches long. Well, where the fuck's Mike?
Well, guys, this drink for me, you know, it's the J-Man.
Yeah.
Lime freak, ice freak.
Yeah.
Love tequila.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see, what is the IBA? How's the? How are they going to ruin my favorite drink?
Ooh.
You know, they're playing it pretty conservative. Here is the IBA recipe. 50 milliliters of tequila, a.k.a. an ounce and two-thirds. Blanco tequila, usually. Sure, you can fancy up with a reposado, but hey, start with Blanco. Mm-hmm. 20 milliliters of triple sec, two-thirds of an ounce. You know, they recommend Cointreau, but if you want to be cheap, like me, get the normal triple sec.
Okay.
15 milliliters of lime juice, half an ounce. Ideally fresh. Squeeze up your limes, folks. Mm-hmm. We're not going to ream you if you use Rose's sweetened lemon juice from the store, but it really helps to get the fresh stuff. Pour all ingredients into shaker with ice. Shake well and strain over ice in a margarita glass rimmed with salt.
Yeah. Are you guys prepared for that move?
How are you guys going to do that? You take a plate with salt on it, right? And then get a little wet.
You wet it. I see a lot of bartenders only doing half the glass so you can sip selectively.
Ooh.
But you use a lime wedge to wet the top of the glass.
Ah.
And then you turn it upside down in some salt. I'm going to skip that step because too much salt will kill me, but you guys go for it.
I'm going to go for it.
You know, I also see people do it with tahini, that red limey salt. That's pretty nice.
Geez, I wonder if Old Bay seasoning salt would be good.
Hell yeah, dude.
Well, wait, what's that drink you like, and Tim, that very...
Yeah.
Yeah, micheladas. Is that like a...
They got like chili lime stuff on them.
Mm-hmm.
I got some of that. I got some like chili mango stuff.
Ooh.
I'm not going to do it on the first round.
Oh, I might have. I'll dig around. Yeah, I might have some too. And here's the thing. Jeff, you don't like your drinks up. You know, when you're shaking, you're like, I don't want to strain. But the cool thing about this one... They're saying to strain it, yes, but pour it onto new cubes in your glass.
Onto fresh cubes. That's the move. That's the best move.
That's very nice. And glass-wise, you have a couple of options. I usually like it in a big, fat, old-fashioned rocks glass.
That's what I'm doing.
They say to use a cocktail glass, ideally a margarita glass, which, you know what, that it's got the really wide opening, and then it's got a little bit of kind of hourglass and going on underneath it. Kind of a sexy shape.
Mm.
It's kind of a martini glass with a little bump in it.
I would say most margaritas I've gotten in the modern day are in a rocks glass.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm going to dig up if I have a margarita glass. I might. And I like that they're not telling us to put agave syrup. They're not saying simple syrup, no sour mix. So this might be a classy ass drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is going to be a little more from scratch. You said this is? This is how this is.
I hear people call this a scratch margarita, but IBA is just calling it a margarita.
Like, I feel like this is going to taste different from what I'm used to with, like, the... When I think of margarita, I think of, like, a big themed restaurant type
sugary
of margarita.
Mix, yes. Mix one.
I think this is going to feel different than that.
Shall we?
We shall.
Yes.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time. Hey folks, we want to pump the brakes on this episode and talk about a great podcast called Bizarre Albums from our good pal Tony Thaxton. This is a great one. Tony explores the weird side of music, celebrating and telling the stories behind those strange albums that make you wonder how and why they exist. He does deep dives on albums released by pro athletes, actors, fictional characters, and those albums where musicians or bands just took a crazy, weird left turn. The episodes are short, digestible. They're 15 to 20 minutes, full of pop culture trivia nuggets. You'll hear stories behind albums by Bruce Willis, Shaquille O'Neal, Macho Man Randy Savage, Freddy Krueger, and many, many more. And he even does an episode on Hams Brewing Company. They put an album out in 1965. It's really great. New episodes drop every Tuesday, everywhere you listen to podcasts. Tony's got a Patreon that's great. So do yourself a favor, drop everything you're doing right now, and go listen to Tony's podcast, Bizarre Albums. It's fantastic.
And we're back with the Margs.
Oh,
guys.
Yeah, baby.
Take a look at this bad boy, huh?
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's, look at that. Oh, you got a lime in it and everything.
The old wheel.
Whew. Yeah. You guys did a good, well, Jeff, you got a good salt on the side here.
Yeah, I didn't, that's nice.
I couldn't get the salt so good. It's on there.
It's on there. That looks good.
It's on there. That's a bad angle. Hold on. This is a
you
good
got better. Three grains up there.
You got big chunks.
Yeah, that is
it's
big.
Like you're defrosting roads.
I know.
All right. Sips.
Let's go south of the border.
Yeah. Oh, I got all salt the first time.
Me too.
South of the border, indeed. Hey, you guys are going
yes.
Salty rim, no straw, so you're really getting it.
Oh, yeah, are you doing a straw?
Yeah, but I also didn't have a salty rim.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shook the shit out of my drink, too, so I have a bunch of ice flakes.
Oh, that's good.
Mm. Mine tastes a lot like tequila, and I used good tequila, so it's a good drink.
Yeah.
I used Jose Cuervo. Hey, oh, and you know what? I got those nips. I haven't done nips in a while. And that was exactly 50 millimeters. So I'm like, dunk, gone, done.
That's so weird that it would be 50 millimeters because that's like a measurement of
length.
But that's weird they would do that.
It was a long, it was a weirdly long bottle.
I used Hornitos.
Oh, yes.
Hornitos tequila. And Cointreau.
Damn. Name brand dude. Mm-hmm. So yours is going to be stronger than ours.
Yeah, by a little bit.
That's why Jeff is barfing already.
Could you? What if I wonder what mezcal would taste like in this?
Smoky. I say smoky.
Yeah, yeah. Smoky. These salt grains are a little too big. I'm like chewing on them.
How did you? So did you just use
like kosher
salt? I went to the store and I found iodized sea salt, big and granular. And I just dumped a bunch on a plate and then did it that way. I tried to find the little, the Jose Cuervo ready pack.
That kind of little bowl that you can dunk it right in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've seen those. I've never really, I never put together what those were all
Here's about. What I do. I go to the mall. I go to pretzel time. Mm. I buy a pretzel and I pull off the grains one by one.
Whoa. One at a time?
Yeah. Inspecting each one.
pull them off with a little tweezer, look at them with a jeweler's loop, and then I say, it'll come in handy on Friday at happy hour.
Lay them out on a plate in a ring.
Tim will only take 20% of them. Sometimes he has to buy more than one pretzel.
Those are the ones that make the cut. I see. All right. This is better than this is better than any other one I've ever had.
Wow.
Me too.
You hear that, IBA?
This is the first time where I'm like, IBA, that I have enough of a frame of reference to know whether or not they did a good one or bad one. But mine really tastes like tequila and lime and just a little orangey sweetness, but it's so much better than having a mix or those ones that tell you to put a bunch of agave syrup and make it all sweet.
Yeah.
This is like the lime is like, and Cointreau or Triple Sec is just enough sweetness for me. Like I think the problem last time I've had these is just like very tart or something. Syrupy.
Doesn't have too much of a taste to me, but in a good way.
Did you remember to add the ingredients?
I did. Each and every one.
Oh my God.
You got a glass of air.
Like, it tastes like tequila with a little bit of citrus in it. It doesn't taste like a slushy.
My tequila isn't even like popping through too much. It's like just there enough to say, you remember me. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I'd like to spend a little more time with your citrusy friends for a moment.
Yeah.
You have been politely acknowledged. Now, don't overstay your welcome.
Yes, we said our hellos. I'd like to just move on.
That means it's balanced, Mike. That means you got a balanced drink.
Yes. Ooh. Look at me go.
I used Casamigos, and this is weird, but Clooney just poked his head in and was like, how you liking it?
Oh, wow. Where'd he poke his head in?
How you like me now? Where'd he poke his head in? Out of the glass?
Out from the front of my pants.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Huh. I heard that guy's a kind of a knob job.
Yeah.
I've never heard that. He's the nice guy. Have you heard that?
You guys ever... when I was saying, hey, let's go south of the border, I was thinking south. Do you guys ever, when you're a kid, you ever drive down I-95 on the East Coast? If you're going to Florida, there's a big tourist trap in South Carolina called South of the Border. Did you ever go there?
Oh, that rings a bell.
Mm-mm.
It's very much like New Yorkers going to Florida. This is where you stop. But it's kind of anticlimactic. It's like billboard after billboard is like 5 miles to south of the border. And kids are like, Dad, we got to stop at south of the border. And then when you get there, it's kind of just like shitty food. But I think, they have fireworks. That's why the kids get all excited.
Oh, you can buy.
Is south of the border the one where it's like they just sell like anything that's like vaguely southwestern? They sell like arrowheads and salsa and dream catchers and lassos and boots.
Yeah. Well, because it's like you're south of the border of North Carolina. So I guess that's why you can sell fireworks. But it's just a general theme of south of the border. So anything flies down there.
You, Tim, you've been to Lake George before. Jeff, you have been?
You've been?
I've not been. Actually, where is it? I don't know. Where is Lake George?
Upstate.
It's in the Adirondacks. It's like It's a sort of vacation town up in the Adirondacks with like, I know it because my family used to vacation at this other lake nearby and we would go to Lake George for the day and like look at all the little souvenir shops and stuff. Tim, do you like it's you've been there, right?
Hundreds of times,
like throughout the town and stuff. Isn't it funny how like all the souvenir shops had basically the same stuff? It was like you could buy moccasins or slingshots or like those little like gooey balloon things that kind of run through your hand at every shop. It's like, I don't know how any of these stay in business that they're all doing
this,
the same.
What's this gooey balloon thing that runs through your hand?
I know that. I know the thing you're talking about. You squeeze it and it.
Yeah. I don't know how to describe it other than that. It's like a balloon.
It's kind of like a big soft dildo.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like a pocket pussy, to be honest with you. But yeah,
no, I do know what you're talking about.
To be honest with you.
It's like a log, but it's got a hole in the middle of it and it rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you're a kid, you squeeze on it and then it squirms out your hands and you're like, get back here. Mm-hmm.
Like the like Big Johnson t-shirts. Remember that brand? Yeah. Co-ed naked t-shirts, yep. And
big
stuff.
Big dogs.
Oh my God.
I
big dog.
Love all that shit. Cause I went to Lake George a lot. And then I also went the other direction down to the Jersey Shore a lot. And I would just see the same t-shirts, you know, like,
yeah.
I'm over the hill. I'm 40 or whatever. You're like, why does that need to be on sale at the ocean? You're over the.
I loved in Spencer's Gifts in the mall, the over the hill section, everything was like black and white. Yes. And it was like a magnifying glass to find your tiny dick or like a woman's bra that was like had big, long cases for her boobs to go into.
Hold on. That magnifying glass to find your tiny dick. I know you're joking, but like, mm-hmm. Did you buy that? Because I would love to borrow that.
No, but I have the web address for Spencer.
Okay, good. Because I don't want to go into it, but I'm in a little bit of a predicament over here.
Man, that reminds me of like boardwalk shirts, you know, I guess that's what you're talking about, like gift store stuff that is even less legitimate than Spencer Gifts, mm-hmm. You know, where you get like Calvin pissing on a Ford or whatever, like stuff that's truly bootleg, like a stoned Bugs and Taz, the stuff that's like, like airbrush art is even more bootleg, right. But
I love that,
man. I love that stuff.
That was Van Artsdale and worked at
at a amusement park.
Theme park growing up.
Dorney Park in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
And he was an airbrush guy. And he said like one of the most popular things was, people wanted weed leaves or mushrooms all the time. Mm.
Also a stack of cash, like
bombs.
There were like certain things that they would train you to draw because they were so requested. And one was like a diamond. One was a stack of cash. He still has a hat that says make out bandit on it. That's like a trucker hat that he had airbrushed. That was like a common thing.
Man, I just saw a great one and I almost bought it and I don't know why I didn't. I'm kicking myself. I was up in Santa Cruz. They got a boardwalk. And you know that shirt? It's like a big beach shirt where it's got a drawing of a bikini lady on the front and it looks like it's you. Yeah, and then on the back, like the bikini lady from the back with a thong. And then and they had a muscle man one. And I was like, I got to buy this shit.
I got to buy this shit.
And then, I
got to buy this
I called my accountant. I was like, should I buy this shit? And they said, with what?
I don't know. Well, you're kind of a funny guy, right?
Yeah.
Buy that shit.
It would be a comedy write-off.
Hey, buy me one too. Oh, yeah. Margs. This is what I don't like about margaritas too. The shortening it to marg. That doesn't sound good
to
me.
Well, what if somebody on a podcast says,
margarita,
like, margy, let's pargy. Do you like that type of thing?
That's what I, yeah.
So you don't like?
Didn't love that.
Oh, okay.
Did not like that. Didn't understand it. Now don't like.
It's funny, a cartoon of a marg is green, but this marg is white.
Yes. When I poured mine out and it wasn't green, I'm like, oh God, I'm going to get razzed again for having the wrong colored drink.
Yeah, it's just clear, huh?
And get yourself a little food coloring.
Yeah.
I miss the green.
Yeah. Sounds like Kermit when he got a sunburn.
Sounds like me when I'm at a traffic light, someone stuck there behind a red.
You guys ever been to Mexico?
Margie Marg and the Funky Bunch. No.
Yeah, I went to Cabo. How about you?
Yeah, I went like once when I was a kid, and I was I went to like a marketplace with my grandparents and stuff, and went to a flea market, but like there would be like local artisans, and I remember the concept of haggling made me very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And my grandfather was like, no, it's okay. Like, they say $5 and you say something like $4. And I was just like, no, $5 is okay.
I'll just pay $6. $5's okay. He's like, what do you mean okay? You don't have any money. You're a kid. It's your money.
I don't like haggling in any context. And that, especially there, you're on vacation and you just want to buy a trinket. You don't want to go into businessman mode.
Right.
I love it. I love
you
it
live for it.
It's I love the hunt. Yeah. Hmm. It's a, you know, it's a sport, me and other business people.
I love the hunt when it comes to ketchup, but I'm talking about buying things here.
But Mike, you're one of those like art of the deal guys. You really have to just screw the other guy.
Yes. I need to be come out on top and you need everyone to know about it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, everyone, guess how much I got this little flute for?
$4.
I remember one time I went to, it was like a Disney on Ice type of thing with my parents. And they were selling these like glowing, like light up swords that had a picture of, not Daffy Duck, Donald Duck. And my mom, I was like, can I get one of those? And it was always like, I was even like trespassing to ask that. But this time my mom was like, yeah, we can get that for you. I was like, really?
Are you nuts?
I get that? Me? And I like was waving it around like crazy. And I had it for so many years after that in my just like toy chest of like if I was ever playing like, I don't know, fighting games.
It's my Donald Duck sword.
It like, it was just like, oh my God. It light up for like maybe 2 days after that. And then it was just like this kind of green sword. But I was like, I never get this stuff. This is great.
This shit rules. I remember those batteries dying because, yeah, I would leave the thing on for 2 days straight and then be like, kill. I see those when I'm leaving the Hollywood Bowl after a concert. You're walking down the hill having just had a good time and they sell all those light up toys and people stop and buy them. It's so weird. You're just at a 2 hour concert.
To light their way home.
You wave it around.
How could you be more thrilled by a light up balloon than by Sir Paul?
And his wonderful light show.
That weird margarita fuck.
I designed it myself.
If I had OJ, I would have done it right now.
You're nuts, man.
This is just right to me.
There's another one called the Tommy's Margarita that's on the IBA list. We'll get to that someday. And it's got the agave syrup in it. So I think it'll be sweeter.
Hey, was it Mexico City that had like, I mean, they had a bunch of them. But I think they called their one that was lime juice and not mix. I think they called it the skinny margarita. Was that place?
Oh, I don't know. But I mean, that was a big boom in the mid 2000s, the skinny marg.
But like I hated, you know, the skinny marg was like clearly the good one or the sort of natural one. I always just felt lame being like, skinny marg, please.
I have trouble ordering that too, because they look you up and down. They say skinny, but you're fat now. And I say, yeah.
You're going to need to do a lot more than drink a margarita.
I say, that's the idea. This is the before image you're looking at, okay?
I want to leave here slim and trim.
And then later that night, I'm walking out like a little skeleton, and they go, hoo-wee, that boy's foxy.
Too many skinny margs for that guy.
So what is a skinny marg? It's tequila, lime, and seltzer, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because it's got no sugar.
But I mean, it's probably got like Cointreau or Triple Sec in it, right?
But those are sugary. So that what makes it skinny must be not having those. There was one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills came out with the brand Skinny Girl Margarita.
Oh, right.
Bethany.
Yes.
Frankel. Bethany Frankel.
Nice, Michael.
Bethany. I didn't know who Bethany Frankel was. And then I tuned in one day. I had like daytime TV on years ago and she had gotten her own talk show, like Oprah style in the middle of the day. And it was just called Bethany. And I was just like watching the show start with like generic music. And then it was like, here she is, Bethany. And she walks out and then she never said her last name. And I was like, how is everybody so psyched?
Hey, it's Bethany.
It's Bethany.
What's Bethany going to say today? Jessica comes in. She's like, you gotta go to work.
I'm like, hold on. I can't work now. Bethany. Bethany.
Bethany's on.
Remember we watched a sitcom one time called Rodney. Yeah. It was starring a guy named Rodney. What was that?
Was that the one where everyone had a primary color t-shirt on?
Yes.
Everyone was wearing like just a straight
red shirt.
Nothing, no graphic on it. Green shirt,
like,
red
just
shirt.
Just like normal life. Hey, kids, come in here. We got to have a family meeting. And then your three sons have primary color t-shirts on.
Like, and they looked like so stiff and just like right out of the Hanes bag.
You know who's got some good primary color t-shirts is Norm MacDonald in the movie
Dirty Work.
Dirty Work. The wardrobe is preposterous. He's wearing these giant shirts.
Giant shirts. All his, the sleeves are like, they go down to his elbows.
It makes you look like a little kid if you wear
it's funny. Somebody made a joke. It might have been Norm that he and Artie Lang switched wardrobe for that movie. Because all of them.
Yeah, because he's wearing like really tight polos.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Just one mix up on day one of a movie shoot. The whole fucking thing.
So now when you think of Margarita.
Yes.
You're thinking like spring break. Like it's that type
kinda,
of thing.
Yeah, or summer or spring break or
yeah. Like shots.
Yeah.
I had been kind of thinking of
Margs.
I was thinking of Cinco de Mayo, mm-hmm. which is this week, and that's mm-hmm. and that was one of the reasons we were like, hey, let's do Marg. And then I looked it up. Did you guys know that Cinco de Mayo, it's not Mexican Independence Day. It's Mexico in the mid 1800s. They won a battle against France.
Nice.
And then France eventually won the war. So it was just about this battle, but it was like 300 or something, where a small battalion of Mexican troops beat a huge French army. So they were just celebrating that.
I knew it wasn't as simple as just like, oh, it's there. It's Mexico's Independence Day. But I didn't know the actual.
Well, it's another thing that it was a little bit of a holiday in Mexico, and they kind of celebrated it. And then mm-hmm. Mexican Americans in California made it into, you know, a normal size celebration, but still not huge. And then American beer companies promoted the fuck out of it. And that's why we've heard about it.
Interesting. As I'm getting to the bottom here, some of the ice or some of the salt has gotten in, mixed in with the ice and melted, and it's not like a salty drink.
Oh, that will happen.
You got a little brine.
It's a brine at this point.
I found myself taking great care once the rim had been salted. I couldn't throw in the cubes willy-nilly like I normally do. I had to drop in each one.
I was doing my usual toss it over my head and kind of bounce it in my hip.
Bounce off your butt cheek.
Yeah, but then the cube stinks.
Yeah. The cubes have a little brown on them.
Okay.
You guys used rocks.
I'm not walking around my house with shitty butt cheeks.
We gotta get this guy some toilet
shitty
paper.
Butt cheeks.
I used the cocktail glass.
Yeah, I see that.
Like a big martini glass. Uh-huh. And look how weird that looks with cubes in it.
I gotta say, Tim, I don't like it. I don't like how it looks. Oh, Tim, lower it. Get it down away from the camera.
Hey, it's almost like our podcast logo.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, it does. It looks exactly like that.
It certainly
looks
does.
Exactly like the pod logo.
I'll tell you what. I don't like the margarita glass that you were describing for.
Too tippy.
That has like the... Too tippy. I just don't like... It doesn't please me aesthetically. I'll say that.
Oh, it doesn't please you? Ugh, what a fucking...
Not aesthetically.
I'm starting to think the only thing that pleases you is one of those squirmy balloon things in Lake George.
It jumps away from me. I'm just trying to fuck it.
That's all I'm merely trying to do, Mom and Dad.
I'm not entertaining that one bit.
No, you fell silent.
I don't find anything funny with that.
Well, I was thinking, I love margs, and I was thinking about how margaritas, they improve your day. If you're having a sad day, you have margarita, it gets better. Mm-hmm. If you're having a meal, right, they improve your meal. Let's say you're having some enchiladas, mm-hmm. gives you a better meal. But did you know that margaritas can also improve your song?
Your song?
What song? Your song that you sing
all
the time?
Well, like, you know that thing about Jimmy Buffett, right?
Yeah, he had Margaritaville, the Margaritaville song.
Eventually, yes. But
say what?
I don't know if you've heard the earlier demos of originally that song. Before he came up with the margarita part of that song, mm-hmm. it was just
something's missing. Probably
it was okay, but it wasn't quite there. It needed that little extra song. It's still a good song, but it could use mm-hmm. something.
Okay.
I actually have the track if you guys want to hear it.
Oh yeah.
You
have it.
Yeah. All right. I'd love to
hear
it.
Tim himself.
Not really doing anything else. I'd love to hear that.
Great. Well, let's take a listen.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. So far, so good.
Nibbling on sponge cake.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Watching the sun bake.
Mm-hmm. Familiar, yeah.
All of those tourists covered with oil. Pretty good so far.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, it's good so far. It's what I know. Yeah.
Strumming my six string.
Guitar.
Yep.
On my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp, they're beginning to boil.
Great.
Great.
I'm gonna eat the shrimp.
Okay. Yeah.
After they boil.
Yeah, this is not as good.
Oh, shit, I like shrimp. But don't forget, shrimps are pink.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't know if anyone would forget that.
I mean, it's not terrible.
Wow, that was pretty bad.
Oh.
I mean, he had everything leading up to it. It was so good.
Yeah, he sort of didn't stick the landing.
Right.
All that lead up.
Yeah. I bet he, you know, it just didn't sound right, and getting to the Margaritaville part helped him out.
Well, it's funny. Like, I do like shrimp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about, yes. You know, boiled. I guess that's how you do it, right? I mean, even shrimp cocktail, it's boiled.
You can. It's, you know, ask Forrest Gump's friend. He'll tell you all the ways.
I guess I just don't love focusing on that aspect of like boiled seafood.
Yeah.
For a chorus.
Yeah. Yeah. He's leading up to so much more than that.
Well, it's not sexy, you know? Rock music should have some kind of fun, and just the boiling and everything. And even if you like shrimp, you don't want to think about the timing of it. And plus, I feel like everyone knows shrimp are pink, so you don't really need to remind people of that.
That's what I was thinking. Like, yeah, you assume a pink shrimp, like a cocktail shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you can get them before they've been cooked. They can look kind of grayish or white.
Yeah,
that's true.
But you know, you don't forget that they're also pink.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Huh. Yeah, no one looks at a gray shrimp before it's cooked and says, this will always be the case.
Yeah, right.
This will never be pink.
I hope this doesn't change color when I boil it.
Right. So, you know, I guess it's true what they say about how margaritas can improve things, like for your day or your song.
Or your song. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Either your day or your song can improve it. Well, that's great. It's fun to see like working drafts of this rock and roll stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this hearing that song, it's got me in the mood for maybe mixing up another.
A second round.
Oh, you want to improve your podcast episode.
I see. I want to improve this little hang session we got going.
Me too.
Were we recording?
Michael.
We'll be right back, folks.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back.
Oh, what's up?
Whew. Hey, before we get into final thoughts, did you guys do anything different for round two?
I did.
No, I just didn't put salt on this one.
Is it better?
No, I like the salt.
Because the salt, it's not just about the rim. It also gets in the glass a little bit, and it's a flavor enhancer.
That's what I'm saying. But I had already like started pouring it in. I was like, the salt! Shit! My neighbor was like, is everything okay?
I went with the mango chili lime rimmer that I found.
Ooh, how is?
I'm about to give it a sip.
Nice.
I hope he likes
it. Oh, shit. That's flavorful. That's flavorful for Jeff. Jeff's got flavor.
Oh, baby. I mean, that's definitely like adding a lot. That's like a michelada. I'm looking at some like brown red crystals up on the top of the glass here, folks.
It's kind of spicy.
And they taste brown red.
Oh, that's that brown flavor. I would love that. That looks great.
Yeah, that's
and
great,
I did fake
Jeff.
Lime, not fake lime juice. I didn't squeeze the lime this time. I used bottled lime juice. Just as good. Hey.
Damn.
What is sweet and sour mix? Essentially, it's just lime juice and simple syrup, right? Or is it something else?
Sweet and sour mix?
Yeah, it's like what you use for. I mean, I've heard people call a margarita a tequila sour, you know, in the traditional sense. So I think sour mix is if you make a whiskey sour, it would be sugar, lemon, whiskey. So sour mix is a catch-all that it's just like citrus and sugar when you don't have the other stuff.
Well, whiskey sour. Background sour.
Sour.
Hold on. I'm getting close to it. No. You are quoting Pet Sematary.
That's correct.
The ground is sour.
Yes.
That's a big,
Doritos.
Mitch would always quote the ground is sour.
Oh, I love that guy. That's like Eddie Munster lives next door and he's like, you gotta watch out for your cat, your kids.
I've never seen that movie. Good.
Good.
Well, I just spoiled
it. The first one. Don't see the new.
Yeah. The newer one. Not good.
Not good.
Didn't see the new one. Not good, dude.
Not so good.
My round two, I happened to have a bottle of Grand Marnier, which if you swap it out for the triple sec, it becomes a Cadillac margarita.
Why? On what grounds?
Because if I'm correct, and don't ream me online for this, I think the Grand Marnier is not just orange liqueur, but it's orange liqueur with cognac.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a Cointreau plus cognac. So it's brown.
Great.
And it gave it a bit of a, I mean, it still looks the same, but it gave it a bit of a warm, the slightly woody whiskey-ish tinge that's delicious.
Ah, woody whiskey.
Woody whiskey.
Woody with a buzz.
Oh, is this a Toy Story drink?
Oh my God.
It gave you a little.
This is another Toy Story drink. Huh? I can't believe it. God, why doesn't the IBA separate the cocktails into Toy Story drinks and non-Toy Story drinks?
Didn't they? I thought they were, maybe that's what the site is down for.
Yeah, they're putting it in a new section.
They're uploading a JPEG of Woody.
They're listening to this podcast and like, okay, what if they decided is a Toy Story drink?
Ooh.
I'm ready to rank this thing, and I am pleasantly pleased today.
Yeah,
you have done good today, you two. This is,
well, it's not us versus you.
Good for me.
It's sort of the drink versus
no, but you because you like this drink, it was hanging all over you.
Okay.
Damocles' sword was above your necks. And
oh, shit.
Would it drop? Yeah, I'm into it. Usually I'm like, I'm going to go to a professional restaurant or a professional bartender and have him or her make this up for me. But today I say, today I'm the professional.
Yeah, that's a frequent note you've had is that professionals only.
Mm-hmm.
Appointments with professionals.
Pro-am.
Pro-am.
Tim?
Yeah, I want to go on the Pro-Am tour for this one, baby. No, it's delicious. I mean, I loved it going in, so I also love it. I love the bad ones. I love the frozen ones. I love the mix. Mm. I love them all up and down. But this to me is maybe the most I've ever been happy with the IBA.
Yeah.
I think they got this drink down to its bare essentials, and they really, we razz them. We make fun of their website being down.
Yeah,
you know, when they put orange juice in their bee's knees, we drag them.
Yeah, we drag them good, don't we? Well, you razz the ones you love.
Yeah, and this was a week where we definitely love them. They made a nice little drink, tequila, lime, triple sec. Shake it up, drink it.
Simple, so simple. This does feel like, you know, when the bars and, you know, big family restaurants are doing it wrong. It's because they're doing too much crapola.
Yeah.
And this would be good at a restaurant because even if I had just a big, huge plate of beans and rice. You know, when you go to, you know, to a Mexican restaurant and
I'm not riding in the car with you home in that one.
Dude, the farts will power the car home, so you're going to save gas. So I'll tell you that.
Sure, I'm getting a lift.
I would like one of these nice stiff margs when I'm eating my big enchilada plate.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm. For me, this is an order again, order multiple.
Mm.
Anytime, any place.
Again and again and again.
Order multiple on the first round?
I mean, you definitely make it a double.
Dude. It's going to melt, Jeff. And you don't like the melty ice, hot ice.
But here's the thing. As far as a podcast experience goes, the only mark against is that this wasn't like a revelation. Ooh. You know, like the Trinidad Sour is going to be like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
The fuck is this thing? I knew what I was getting with this, and it succeeded. We should have like what's a best of the best distinction we can give a drink like this? A classic, a stone cold Sloppy Boys classic.
I'm Jeffy Likey.
I think a stone cold classic.
Stone cold classic.
Yeah.
Steve Austin's stone cold classics.
This is a Steve Austin. This is worthy of Steve Austin.
I agree. It's a classic, and for its time, that's pretty good. Think about, you know, you said the Trinidad Sour. Yeah, Giuseppe Gonzalez at the Clover Club in 2009 or whatever had a stroke of genius. Uh-huh. But what about, you know, fucking Danny Herrera in Tijuana in the 1930s coming up with this for the first time? Right. He didn't know about the blenders and he didn't know about all the bullshit. He was just trying to make a good cocktail and he succeeded.
Death & Co., I think, was where the Trinidad Sour
fuck
was invented.
Oh, wow.
No, that's not a, oh, tisk, tisk, Tim. That's more of a, I think I know what it is, and I do.
Have you guys ever had a bad one?
Mark?
Oh, Mike, you said you've had bad ones where they get they monkey around too much. But are there, like, weird alts? Are we going to be, do we have any weird alts in our future from the IBA list?
We have one that is called the Tommy's Margarita. It's from San Francisco, and it has no triple sec, so it's sweetened instead with
HTML
agave syrup.
Okay. Well, that sounds fine, but I want to see sipples.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we should do that one because it might be bonkers. I bet it's very sweet.
Let's do it this summer. Let's not put it off until 2022.
Let's do it next episode.
I'm starting to think, can we put this off? Maybe Christmas 2024.
Ding Christmas dong, morning. Ding dong. It's time for Sir Paul's margarita.
Sir Paul.
These guys are bad podcast
producers.
Well,
he did have that song, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas
that
Time.
Is so true.
That makes sense. That makes
that
sense.
That song, I didn't like it as I was a kid. But growing older, I'm like, man, you crazy for this one, Paul.
You got used to that.
That's synthy, Paul. I like it. That delay.
Talk about just the perfect example of how Paul and John are different from each other, that they both came out with Christmas songs. John has, and so this is Christmas, and what have you done? And John has, simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Wait. Isn't John Lennon's song, So This Is Crispix?
It was for the cereal, yes.
That's, yeah.
Honestly, I know this isn't why you brought it up, Mike. Probably is not. But Crispix is my favorite cereal.
Whoa.
Oh, okay. Maybe we do a whole episode on favorite cereals one day.
Rice on one side, corn on the other, and that shit's never on sale.
Damn, rice on one side, corn on the other is my favorite dinner, but I never really had it in cereal form.
It's sort of half Raiko Chaichi.
Makes them all, Mike, you got ripped off by Crispix, dude.
Yeah, I did. Hey, here's something I want to bring up. We talked about our favorite chips on the couple pods ago. Mm-hmm. Got myself some Zapp's Voodoo.
Ooh, I'm jealous.
Oh, Mikey.
Ooh, look at that bag.
These things, this is my second bag. I went through a first one. These are so good.
Well, Mike, why don't you take a bite? Yeah, that crunch. That's a nice crunch.
I said this on our text thread. It's a more focused barbecue chip.
Yes. Laser focused.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, Lay's barbecue is wild and wacky. It's a little greasy.
I got to say that the morning after we talked about our favorite chips, I did wake up and was like, oh my God, I left out this chip and that chip and this chip. there's so many good chips.
Yeah.
Well, now's the time to come clean with them.
So, Mike, was it Voodoo? Was it Zapp's Voodoo that we were like, oh, it's just Old Bay? No, it was Crab. It was
Utz crab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you tried that?
I don't know if I can get around the crab part yet.
It doesn't have any seafood taste. It's your beloved A1. Not A1. What's your beloved spice?
A1.
Oh, fuck.
Old Bay, but I do like A1 a lot.
These margs are ducking.
Guys, I went to the beach this weekend and I went to Neptune's Net.
Mmm.
Oh, what a nice. What a blast.
I got a Neptune's Net hat.
You do?
Now.
Sure I do.
I've done, during COVID, I did the drive-in there. Do they have any inside dining yet?
It was outdoor, like walk-up style. Like you had to walk up to like a collapsible table and look at a menu on a whiteboard. But I got myself some shrimp tacos, some baked fish tacos, and some oysters.
Mm. Yeah.
That's fun.
Little of this, little of that.
Yesterday, I got myself some Japanese like infusion tacos. They're really good.
Ooh, damn, dude!
What is it? What is that like?
Up my taco game.
Like sushi, like.
Mm. One was like curry beef, and the other one was like ahi tuna.
Oh, God, that sounds good.
Taco. Yeah,
I was at Neptune's Net once, and you know how a lot of bikers go there because it's on the PCH? And
it's annoying as fuck.
And it's always funny when you see like big tough guys on Harleys and they're stopping because they're like, ooh, the fried shrimp here are fun. but one time.
The fried shrimp here is pink.
I heard a song about shrimp being pink.
I like when I'm mid conversation with my friends and I have to stop for 2 whole minutes so that a guy on a bike can pass.
Wow, Jeff. Shots fired.
Well, one time I was there and I was sitting outside and I'm quite used to the biker gangs pulling up. But guess who comes up? A big gang, German guys Mini Coopers. 20 Mini Coopers
like,
pull up.
Like the Italian job?
Oh, my God.
Just like the Italian, but these were German guys. So the German job would be the perfect. That's my ideal name.
And they were like, don't spritz me. Well.
Jeff, you don't like the bikes. Well, they're too loud and stuff. But remember that time we were in the car? I think it was when we were shooting that John Lennon short.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it must have been like 200.
Hogs.
Crotch rocket bikes. Remember that? That was so crazy. I thought that was really cool.
Oh, yeah. When they like take over the highway because there's just so many of them and they're so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Ooh. When a biker has those big high handlebars and they're sitting way low with their hands spread out high on the big bars.
Yeah.
Is that just for kicks? Yeah. Like they think that looks cool or is there like.
I think that's an
aesthetics thing. It's like, I think that you'd call that a chopper.
Ah. It's a chopper, baby.
Tiny wheel on the front.
Zed's dead. Pulp Fiction. 1994 Miramax.
I have to put the chips away.
You know, Mike, times like this, I wish you could pass a chip through, like, the USB port or something.
Jeff, I kid you not, I was reading something about Apple's future. We are 2 years away from that technology.
Oh, my God. So you could 3D print a chip over here?
Well.
You put it on the microphone and all of a sudden it seeps into it and it flies out your microphone.
Oh, my God.
If you think about it, all you need is like if you had a little USB attachment on your phone and in that attachment there was like a potato with, all the necessary paprika.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You would just have to load up the potato and the paprika and then
it
prints it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you'd have to do. It's so easy. Well, it's been fun.
Yeah. It has been fun. This is a good one.
But now it's done.
This is a great one.
Good drink, good episode.
Good drink, no stink.
Good drink.
It's the margarita.
No stink. And it's going to get so many clicks because it's such a popular drink. What are we going to do with all this extra click?
If you're listening, you've already clicked.
Yeah.
You're
this in. Episode is Doja Cat level.
Yeah, dude. And hey, let's call
what
it now.
What does that mean?
No clickbacks.
Does she get a lot of clicks?
Yeah.
She's the queen of TikTok, Mike.
She's not the queen of TikTok.
You think you are?
She's not the queen of TikTok. I am.
Me, Michael.
Mike Hanford.
I'm doing the dance.
All right.
Hey, I sign off here. You sign off on the blow.
All right. I know. I'm just trying to get you going. I grow weary of this.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. That's patreon.com/TheSloppyBoys. And also, get access to the Sloppy Boys Discord, where we make fun of Mike for getting the recipes wrong.
It's all happening in there.
Thanks for listening, folks. See you next week.
And If you like Neptune's Net, check out Malibu Seafood. Also delicious.
I'm not actually getting tired of this shit. It's just I've had these headphones in my ears for what feels like four fucking days.
And hey, for a Patreon, we should do an episode where we try and fuck that water balloon thing.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so one guy on each side, but then the third guy's just kind of trying to get in wherever he can?
No, we each have our own balloon.
Oh, yeah.
Tim, be serious.
No, I'm serious. That would actually be like really good content.
Content wise?
Yeah. I'm not content until I make content. That's a good rap.
Yeah.
A bit.
Goodbye, folks.
Bye.